Monday. Check into hotel, relax at rooftop pool. Tuesday. Hard light skate tour through downtown Rio. Wednesday. Surf lessons at Ipanema. Tour botanical gardens. Thursday. Favela fundraiser block party. Pictures with Lucio's hologram. Friday. Concert! Running on less than 2 hours of sleep, Ify should be tired. And yet she wasn't. The adrenaline set in as soon as the sunlight cut through the gaps in her curtains. Ify threw them wide, cracked open the window too, and screamed at the gazelle-headed tower facing her. Today, I am flying to Rio to see Lucio in concert. The gazelle building stared back at her, like it didn't care, like this wasn't the absolute best day of Ify's life. She rushed into the clothes she had laid out 2 days prior, grabbed the suitcase she'd started packing 2 weeks prior, and picked up the small foil-wrapped present sitting on her dresser. Her mother stumbled into the living room to greet her daughter.
Up so early, she said,
wiping the sleep out of her eyes.
Our plane doesn't leave for another 9 hours.
Good morning, Mama,
Ify said with a little curtsy. She waited a few giddy moments for her mother to nod and smile, then shoved the present into her hands.
Open it, please.
Now?
Can't it wait until after breakfast?
Ify shook her head and jumped up and down. She didn't know how much longer she'd be able to contain her excitement. Her father was up too now, mumbling something that sounded like making coffee. But Ify couldn't be sure. Mother shrugged and then opened the present. Confused, she looked back at Ify.
Earplugs. I know you think we are old, but your father and I can handle a little loud music. Back in our day.
It's not for the music, Ify said.
Then the doorbell rang. She could hear Hassana and Nade outside the door chanting,
Lucia! Lucia!
Then screaming loud enough to wake any neighbours that hadn't already been disturbed by Ify's morning crowing. She looked at her parents, and they both took the cue and put in their earplugs. They were polyform-styled silicone, the best money could buy, and Ify's parents were going to need them. Ify opened the door. The volume got louder, and she and her friends started talking, but all that would come out were shrill noises that only approximated language. Ify had her tablet loaded up with every single one of Lucio's tracks, ordered by awesomeness, cross-indexed by danceability. Later, they stuffed all their bags into a taxi, and then they were off to the airport. With so many streets shut down for the Unity Day parades, it was difficult to cut across the city. Traffic slowed to a creep. Ify knew they'd left plenty of time to get there, and yet there was a small fear that they'd miss their flight.
Naade rolled down the window,
and the smell of hot cooking oil filtered into their car and tempted them to step outside. Not 3 metres away, there was a puff-puff vendor selling those golden balls of goodness, stacked high in a pyramid and dusted with powdered sugar. Ify had to pull the back of Nade's shirt to keep him inside the car. Humans and Omnixed danced together in a parade that stretched as far down the street as they could see. The drumbeat pounded in Ify's heart, and then her foot was tapping. There'd been some rumours that the event would be postponed due to an anonymous threat, but the citizens of Nambani expressed their outrage and promised to show up in the streets whether the city sanctioned it or not. Still, there was the faintest shadow of tension cast over the festivities, but Ify couldn't pinpoint what it was. Maybe people's smiles weren't quite as full. Maybe it was how Omnix stood ever so slightly farther away from humans. Or maybe it was the looming presence of so many security guards, both human and robot, lurking at the outskirts of the festival. Ify blinked, and then the shadow was gone. And even if tensions were mounting beyond Nambani's borders, that didn't mean they would put a damper on the festivities here.